Blog Talk Radio. Can you hear me okay? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello? Can you hear me, Will? How do I sound? Do I sound good to you? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, hello, hello? Oh, I sound great. Thank you, Anna. Because Will wasn't telling me. Oh, we're on the air, Will. Yeah. We are on the air. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, July 21st, 2022, Will. Oh, is Will not ready? Oh, Will wasn't ready. All righty then.
I'm going to let you run with it.
No, they don't want to hear me. They want to hear you. This is the Will Johnson Show. I'm just your sidekick, Sammy.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? I'm really just the boss. I just tell you what to do and you do it.
Now. Okay. Now.
Now it has to be nice because we're on air.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, listen, we are happy you are here. We are not always happy of the news we have to bring you, but hey, you know what? It's the Biden world, right? But listen, if you want to call in and talk to Will, I'm going to give you a number. Are you ready? That number is 516-595-8069. Once again, it is 516-595-8069, and you need to press number 1 to come on the line to talk to Will Johnson.
Number 1.
Yep, you know, he's number 1 in so many ways.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that they have to push one to come on, right? A lot of people don't realize that.
Well, we just made them realize it, Will.
Hopefully everyone got the message. Got the memo.
You got the sound bite. Press 1.
Yep, you got the sound bite.
All right, so. Will, so guess what? You know what? There's been certain things have been really rolling out since Roe versus Wade got overturned by the Supreme Court. And one of those, and some of those things that's been happening is that our Democrat Party has now been sidestepping the 3 branches of our government in order to push their agenda. You understand what I'm saying?
But this is nothing new. This is not something that they just drummed up from the beginning, you know, like, oh, this is what we're going to do. What you are aware. I'm just making a point.
Well, they're getting pretty bold about it, right?
They're getting extremely bold about it.
And the sad thing is they're selling it to their base as this is what we need to do. And their base is like, Yeah, that's what we need to do, right? Because what are we hearing? We're hearing that the Supreme Court now is what? What are they calling them?
I don't know. What are
extremists.
They call, that was a trick question.
No, it's not. That's what they've been calling them. You know this.
You know, they've been calling them a lot worse, too. I mean, that's not the first thing that they've been calling. They've been calling them, you know, anti-American, anti-woman. They said so many things about the Supreme Court. And we're just all supposed to, like, go along with it, right? No, I don't think so. So, hey, everybody, do me a favor. If you haven't already, go ahead and give us a call. We want you to give us a call, okay? I just want to put it out there again, just one more time. Give me a call. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, he don't want to hear me. He's like, well, let's get someone else online.
That's not true.
But listen. So last week, what happened, Will? One big thing happened is they passed gun legislation, right? That's the first thing they did. After Uvalde happened, it gave them momentum to create some, you know, new legislation that both Republicans and Democrats backed, right?
Right.
Enough to get it passed all the way through Congress. And the Senate, right? Did it pass the Senate? I'm confused now.
To my understanding, I don't think that it's passed the Senate. Everything that's getting passed right now, pretty much without any roadblocks, is in the House. Everything, just like yesterday,
the same-sex marriage.
They codify same-sex marriage in the House. So now it was supposed to go through the Senate, where a lot of people believe that the Senate is going to shoot it down. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Senate is actually going to push it through.
And then last week they did the abortion bill, which I know has not gone through the Senate either. But are you sure the gun won't have to? You know what? You know what is sad, Will? They're doing so much so fast every single day that I sometimes am starting to question myself where we're at in all this messiness.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to keep up with it, right?
I mean,
the main thing is because the left, they're constantly putting in evil things. Let me give you an example.
Okay, by the way, the gun control has been signed into law.
Even through the Senate as well?
Yeah.
Through the Senate as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it was
horrible.
Signed into law on June 25th. I guess maybe Biden has to sign it, though. Or maybe that's when he signed it.
Maybe he's going to sign it when he do the executive order.
Well, he's
for
COVID right now, so maybe while he's in his
in the basement, he can't. So
his
he can't hold a pen while he's, you know, COVID. Isn't he vaccinated, double boosted, you know, tripled, probed, whatever? I'm just saying. I mean, after all of that, he still ends up, you know, with COVID.
You know what's weird?
Biden?
Yeah, because, you know.
He has cancer, too, though.
Yeah, seeing his mental state, right? And then now we're questioning whether he has cancer, and now he has COVID. I mean, this guy's just having a bad week.
Yeah, totally.
He's just not doing well. But listen, you know, like we said, you know, the one thing I don't like about the abortion bill is I don't understand how they could possibly codify Roe versus Wade when the Supreme Court literally ruled that it's unconstitutional. So how do the Democrats have the audacity to push this legislation through after the Supreme Court, which is one of the three main branches of the government that actually tells us whether a law is constitutional or not, once it's passed, go ahead and say, we're passing abortion rights bill again, even though you just shot down Roe versus Wade. How does that happen?
You know, that's a very good question. How does it happen? And I think part of the reason why it happens is because they're Democrats. They don't adhere to the U.S. Constitution, which we're already aware of. They since 1973, they were able to go around Congress and get them to add abortion to the entire thing. And like abortion is now the law of the land, but they never went through Congress. They did, and they took the rights away from the people in the states. So after that's one example. And then in 2015 under Obama, because Obama went in 2008. And he was getting ready to go out in 2016. The Supreme Court did same sex. They, again, just like they did abortion, they went around Congress and went directly to the Supreme Court to get them to go against the U.S. Constitution to take the rights away from the people.
Yeah, they were saying that the Marriage Act of 1996 could not include exclude same-sex marriage, and that's how that got enshrined in it. And then all of a sudden we saw people getting married on the White House steps. Remember that, Will?
I do remember.
And we were just sitting
and
there
they were
going,
all celebrating
man.
It. And I remember, I'll never forget, it was one couple. They couldn't even get off the steps of one of the capitals that they got married at. They couldn't even get off the steps before Obama called them.
Oh, I remember that.
Obama called them when they were live on the air. Obama called them, and they were like, this is not Obama. This is not Obama. And then they started crying. It's, oh, it is Obama. You know, like their God just confirmed what they just did. And that's basically what it was. They got confirmation from their God.
Yeah.
Right? Little G, confirming the sinful acts that they're, you know, have bestowed onto the rest of us, pushing onto the rest of us, like it's a wonderful thing.
Right.
And let me be clear about something. I don't, you know what, if you're an adult and you want to live a certain life, I'm not going to come to your door and tell you. You already know in your heart if what you're doing is wrong. You don't need Will Johnson or anybody to come tell you. The problem is that what I have is when they throw this stuff down our throats, like we have to look at this like, oh, it's wonderful. It's natural. There's nothing natural about it. And thank God for Texas, for the Republicans in Texas. The Republicans in Texas said, what did they say about the same-sex sodomy act? What did they say about it?
Well,
the Republicans here?
They didn't say anything about that. Oh, yeah, they did.
Sodomy,
but
yes,
they said
did.
It's abnormal.
It is. That's exactly what they said. They said it's abnormal. So, and you know what? Because of the Republicans here in Texas actually got a backbone behind this demonic stuff, because this sodomy destroys nations. Look at Rome. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodomy destroys nations, and that's exactly one of the things that they want to do, one of the ending agendas. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah. But let me talk a little bit about this abortion bill. So we know that they voted on it, and just so you know, it says the bill passed with the Democrat-led House, as expected. We knew it would, and it's called the Women's Health Protection Act. It passed 219-210, which that's pretty close if you ask me. I mean, it looked like even Congress was, you know, on the cusp of not getting it in there. What's next? It says they'll move to the Senate, where the Women's Health Protection Act, it says it actually failed to advance. Oh, it failed to advance in May, but it's going to go now because they voted on it. So it's going to go to the Senate. Will, I don't think it's going to pass in the Senate. I think you feel the same way as I do about that. But listen, if it does get passed, then it goes to the president's desk and he signs it into law, which once again...
It goes to whose desk?
To Biden's desk.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else.
Will doesn't like calling Biden president. But
who?
But the sad thing is once again, at that point, will it not go back to the Supreme Court? Will they just rule it, or they can just rule it again unconstitutional? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I think they just do this crap to make it look to their base like they're doing something. I mean, what do you think?
Well, that's exactly what it is. They want people to act like they're doing something, like they're fighting against the Constitution. That's what it is.
Well, you think they want to look like we're fighting?
Because, no, the Democrats are fighting against the Constitution.
Well, I know that's what they're doing. I mean, obviously, they're even going against everything that our government is set up. You know, if this would have if the Supreme Court never said anything about Roe versus Wade, and they went ahead and, you know, everything got passed and codified and everything like they wanted it to, as far as same-sex marriage, gun rights, and abortion, they would say, oh, the system's working perfectly, right? But the fact that it goes against their agenda, now they define it as it not working perfectly, which actually, in hindsight, it is working perfectly. And the thing is they just don't like it, you know? There's nothing wrong with, you know, the Constitution gave the federal government certain powers, but it gave powers to the states. And these are certain things like abortion, gun rights, well, not gun rights. Gun rights is actually in the Constitution. But abortion and marriage is actually reverted back to the states, and that's where it should be, so the people can vote on it.
Even interracial marriage, my opinion, it should go back to the state.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, if that's their concern, let it go back to the state.
I mean, that's basically what
Clarence Thomas
said.
What you know what he was talking about for?
I know he's talking.
He's talking about for same sex, and not a single time. No one in their right mind would talk about interracial relationships going away. But the only reason why they bring it up, because they're fear mongering, trying to get everyone to believe that. Oh my goodness!
They're
just talking about even heterosexual people.
They're coming for everybody.
They're coming for everybody, and it's not true, because that's not a. We're talking about a man and a woman. That's what it is. We're talking about a man and a woman. We're not talking about a man and a man, right? That's when it comes to, you know, being a valid marriage. it is a between a man and a woman, because a marriage is supposed to be something you multiply. Now, if you want to go out and have extra, you know, extra activities, you know, and play around and do extra things, then
I hate to tell you this. They say that a transgender and a female, if they get together, they can have a baby. So can they get married?
Hey, it's a man and a woman. At the end of the day, it becomes a man and a woman. You can't change it.
I guess I got it. Yeah, I don't know. What is it? I guess a transgender and a man.
Well, okay, so there's,
I guess I'm sorry I got screwed up. They all
everybody gets, you know what, it's really confusing to everybody. So there's a transgender woman and then there's a transgender man.
Right.
A transgender woman is a man that is trying to transition to a woman, and then the transition man is a woman trying to transition to a man.
So either way,
if you have a trans woman and a trans man get together, it's still a man and a woman. At the end of the day, it's still a man and a woman, 100%. But is there a butt in there?
If you have a man trying to be a woman,
that's a trans woman,
and another man,
that's a man and a man.
You know what? I understand why children are confused.
I would say, follow the science.
Follow the science. Right.
The science is clear. You know, they don't like to hear it, but you just follow the science.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I want to switch from, because we actually have quite a few things to talk about, is the gun rights. Right. So a lot of people know that once the gun violence came out, they want to now take away our gun rights. And this has been a huge battle, Will, in the House. I mean, there's been several conversations about, you know, what – actually, I got a clip today about Nadler, right, and another representative, and the representative said, so basically in this bill you guys are trying to take away common guns, right? And you know what Nadler said? He said, that's right. And the representatives didn't say AR or automatic or semi-automatic. He just said common guns.
All guns. The common gun is a 38 special. A common gun is a Glock 9mm.
Yeah, and
a common
gun
can be a 40. A common gun can be a 45. A common gun can be any gun that you pick up. That's a common gun.
You know, and it makes me sick because they just really used Uvalde, right, to pass the legislation.
Yeah.
They didn't – I mean, that's all it was about. I mean, you got stars that got involved. I mean, you even had some Republicans now that switched and said, well, yeah, you know, we'll go ahead and strengthen backgrounds, which is one of the things it did. It made background checks for gun buyers under the age of 21, including a review of juvenile mental health records from the age of 16 forward. It closed the boyfriend loophole, a gap in the law that prohibited a person from owning a gun if the person is convicted of abusing a spouse, living partner, or co-parenting partner, but until now not apply to a person convicted of an abusing person. Our partner, and funding of states to establish red flag laws. That means, I think they call them grants. Isn't that what they said? They'll give grants to certain states if they create red flag laws. Not that they have to,
but they'll get money if they do. They're doing incentives, right?
Right,
incentives. Hey, if you create these red flag laws, you can get more money to spend on whatever it is you want to spend it on.
Right.
And you can create loopholes for that money to end up in your pocket.
Right, and
so here, take this money. And before you go, I know I keep cutting you off here. There, even with the red flag laws, the red flag laws are one of the worst things. It's Nazi Gestapo, 100%. They can use the red flag laws, and someone can come up and say something against you, and you can't even confront your accuser. You can't even say anything to your accuser. Nothing.
Yeah. We saw, was it Jim Jordan that brought that up, that says, you know, red flag laws are really dangerous because you're right. Somebody can say you did something and you can't even stand up for yourself. And they'll just automatically take that person's
word for
it.
You don't even have to do anything. They can say that you're a Trump supporter. Red flag law, right there.
Yeah.
And that's their angle. They want to be able to say everyone who's a Trump supporter should not be able to own a firearm. When by and large, all of the crime that we're seeing in this country are those on the left. And I've said it multiple times. And I actually have the solution to at least 90% of the gun violence that we see in the country. 90% of it.
Okay.
You know what that is?
What?
I've said it multiple times. Do not allow registered Democrats to own any firearms. You would alleviate 90% of the most violent crimes with guns in the country.
Yeah, and you know what irritates me? I'll just say real quick what the other two things are with the gun thing.
The gun thing.
Legislation. There's funding for school security was increased, and also funding for mental health programs. Was in that bill as well. But you know what irritated me, Will, and we talked about this on another show we did, is when the mall happened, right? Everybody was sad about what happened in Uvalde, rightfully so. It was absolutely horrible. What those police officers did in standing down and not being aggressive and taking out that shooter was absolutely disgusting. And it was a
especially
case
after
where,
the video came out of, and they're showing the videos how they're just sitting in the hallway, and
they're like right after him.
And then there's parents outside willing to go in, and they wouldn't even let them go in, and they're just listening to the firing and say, "Hey, don't kill any more kids."
I can't even wrap
my
mind.
Come on, don't
kill
any more kids. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's killing. I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
No, go in.
Yeah.
I mean, me being in that position, and I know this happened to kids, I'm going to go in. I'm going to risk my life going in.
Yeah, and plenty of parents were trying to do the same thing.
I would. If I had a child in that position, I'm going in.
Yeah, there were some parents that went in.
I'm going in.
Yeah. But the other thing is then you have the shooter at the mall, right?
The shooter at the mall is the left. They hate this shooter.
Yeah,
the
story
mall.
Pretty much went away as soon as it happened, right?
Yep.
I mean, the next day they talked about it, and what were they upset about?
They were upset because the Good Samaritan was carrying a weapon in a gun-free zone, the mall, because the mall had signs posted, no guns allowed. So
right.
they didn't have any issues with the guy that wanted to go in there and kill more than three people.
Right. They were upset because the other guy had a gun.
They were upset because he didn't follow the law. The Good Samaritan.
Yeah, we read some tweets, you know, people, because the mayor of the town was, you know, thanking the young man. It was only 22-year-old young man that actually stepped in and helped stop the shooting from killing more people, for goodness sakes. Right? And then people were like, a good Samaritan was somebody that helped the poor. Jesus was a good Samaritan. This guy is not a good Samaritan because he illegally brought in a gun into the mall. And then another one was like, you know, anybody that thinks that 22-year-old breaking the law, going into a mall and taking out a killer, you know, somebody doing a shooting, this is not a poster for the Second Amendment rights. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, pretty much is. But
exactly.
They were so angry that there was a good story. And let me tell you something, well, I don't even know if you know this, but that kid did 10 shots. 8 of them hit the same way.
Oh, you're talking about the Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
I read part of the report. It said he leaned up against a pole and just aimed and fired 10 rounds. Just leaned up against the pole, and he said he was able to take out the shooter. And you know what? He responded within 15 seconds of the shooter in this mall. 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And of course, you have the witches on the View. They're upset with him because they said he broke the law by carrying a weapon into the mall. He's upset about it. It's completely ridiculous, totally ridiculous. And see, this is what we need. We need more people like this young man to do the right thing. We need more Samaritans. And you know what? The left hears that and go, oh my goodness, you're literally saying the answer to all of this are more guns? Yes, I am saying the answer to all of this is more guns.
Yeah.
And, you know, giving another example, if I can. When the Democrats were, after the Civil War, black people got to the point to where they can have a home. But what was happening, and black people could, you know, they were trying to get black people to start voting and have a home and they have their freedom. Well, the Democrats, they didn't like that. So what did they do? They formed the KKK. And the KKK was going to these black homes and they were terrorizing them. They were burning crosses in their yard and they were killing them and hanging them and everything else you can think that's horrible. They were doing it to black people during that time. Well, guess what? The NRA came along with the Republican Party, and they started arming these black families. Of course, the killing of black people by Democrats didn't go down. I mean, it didn't stop, but the killing of black families went down dramatically. Why? Because they were able to shoot back.
Yep.
And it went down dramatically.
Yep.
So if you want these idiots that's going out there doing this mass shooting, they should know that they're probably going to get shot in the face by a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
And if that message goes out, they're going to think twice about doing it because they know the cops aren't going to get there in time. But, hey, there might be someone else here to shoot me in the face.
I mean, do you think that more of these good Samaritans are going to start popping up? I think they are.
I think they have been popping up. It's just the liberal media saying this is not normal. It's not normal for them to you hit the nail on the head, if I can get it out, with this one, when they're not used to reporting about the Good Samaritans. And they didn't want to report. It like took everything out of them just to say a Good Samaritan, a good guy with a gun, stop this. It took everything out of them to say that. They didn't want to say that. They wanted to say there was 15 people dead, 20 people dead.
Yeah.
So they can push their agenda that goes right along with what Hitler did, what Stalin did, what Mao Zedong did. And then after they disarmed the population, just like what they did, the Democrats here want to come in and start slaughtering people. You think we have mass killings now? Wait until the Democrats finally get their opportunity to disarm the population. Then you're going to see what a mass killing look like in America. Then you'll see it. Then you'll see it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were watching a show, and on the show, I think it was CNN, they were talking about the Good Samaritan, and they all wanted to make it perfectly clear that this isn't common. This isn't what usually happens when somebody has a gun and then there's a shooter. They don't normally take them out. And I'm sitting there going, well, there's been a lot of things, like in churches and stuff, where people that were in church took out somebody that was trying to harm people in the church. So it's just that they don't report it. Right, it doesn't get the platform. Just like if a white man's killed by a cop, nobody wants to hear about it.
Media,
it happens all the time.
It does. It happens more
it
than
doesn't
it
fit
happens,
their narrative.
There's cops kill more white males than they do black males, by and large, because of the population difference. But the liberal mainstream media says nothing about it, and the reason being is because that's not what they want to push. That's not what they want people to know. That's not their agenda.
Yep.
But let it be a black thug criminal that's fighting with a police officer, and the police officer ends up killing him, then all of a sudden it becomes police brutality. It becomes police officers targeting black males when it was a black thug harming other people, fighting with the police officer. They can't think about it. And one thing I haven't heard. The shooter in the mall, was it a white male?
He's a white young man.
Now, I'm not talking about the Good Samaritan.
Oh, the other one.
The other one.
You know what? That's right.
I have yet to hear them talk about
the
complexion. And see, most of the time, when it's a white male that's doing this shooting, they automatically come out and they talk about, we got another white male between the age of 18 and 21 doing the mass shooting. So I get maybe he was white. I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting because you know what? And actually, I wasn't even interested. You know, but that's how it is for you and I. Like when we listen to these stories, we don't normally sit there and go, were they black or white? But to them, that's like a huge thing. It's like, who was it? What color were they?
But I pay attention because if he was white, it'd be all over the news, right? another white male between the age of 18 and 21 committed this horrific crime. For all I know, he could have been white. I don't know. And I'm questioning, why didn't they say anything about that? Right?
I'm sure they probably released his name.
And at the same time, they didn't want to say anything about the Good Samaritan. But see, the Good Samaritan, his picture's all over the internet right now. His picture's everywhere. And they're going after him.
Okay, so he was a white young man too.
So he was a white male.
Yeah, he was a white male too.
He was a white male okay. So it's just,
I have to tell you, there's this big old article and literally the picture is like what?
It's a very small picture of the gunman.
Right? It's like very tiny.
It's very tiny. And then of course they don't put no pictures of the Good Samaritan at all. Nowhere.
No, I've seen it on Twitter.
No,
that's
I'm talking about
in
the article that you just happened to look at.
No,
Yeah. And what site is that? Oh, the Communist News Network.
Yeah, it's CNN. Of course that's where I'm going to go.
We'll put his picture. We'll make it small. But we're not going to put the Good Samaritan at all.
At all.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised they didn't make it a racial thing because, the three people he shot and killed were all Hispanic.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't spin that.
Well, you know what? Well, a good guy with a gun took out the bad guy, and the good guy was white. Now,
I wonder what would happen if he was black.
If he was black, they would have been going, they would have spun it some kind of way.
So the only way they could spin it is the good guy's really not a good guy.
Because he went into a mall with a gun. Regardless about the killer, I mean, it's so stupid.
And you know what's funny, too? We even saw a tweet where the mall spokesperson even thanked the Good Samaritan and killing
the police department thanked them as well.
Yep.
Everybody thanked them except for the left.
Yeah, it's like they were sad that there wasn't more people killed.
Yeah.
That's really how they acted.
That's exactly the mentality.
It's disgusting.
That's exactly the mentality. Because why? Because if he'd been able to kill more people, it would have went right into their whole demonic, sinister need, right, about disarming the American people. That's what it would have done. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows.
Everybody.
And let me say this. If the shooter, just imagine if the shooter, the bad guy,
uh-huh,
was black, and then this white guy shot the shooter, they would probably be in the streets rioting right now, talking about, you didn't have to shoot him after he's killed three people. You didn't have to shoot him.
You have to kill him.
Yeah, you didn't have to kill him.
You know what's interesting?
You're not a police officer. You didn't have to neutralize him, but because he killed another white male, they say nothing.
It's funny because, I go to the shooting range and I brought my son and we were talking.
Little Rambo here.
They have the, where you can have the targets. And of course, it looks like a person. It has the head and the torso and you shoot it. And, my son brought up a really good point and I never thought about it, but he said, they always say, why don't you shoot him in the leg or why don't you shoot him in the arm? And he said, because actually it's harder to shoot him in the leg and shoot him in the arm than it is to shoot their torso. It's a bigger target. It's easier to get. And I just thought, yeah, right? I mean.
Yeah, when you go to the gun range, you actually understand that.
Right.
Because trying to, aim and just shoot for the arm.
You're
probably going to miss.
Right.
Right? But, hey, in that situation where you have this monster coming at you or the monster doing something, you're going to go for center mass.
I mean, you're going to go for the biggest part you can.
You're going to go for center mass, eliminate the threat.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
The Democrats don't want you to eliminate the threat. They want the threat to remain and to be there. And to bring up another example, there was a black male that was a thug here recently and was killed. He was shooting at police officers from his vehicle, riding down the street, shooting at police officers from his vehicle. He got out of his vehicle, left the guns in the vehicle, and then running from the cops, he turned around like he was going to shoot at him. And I think it was like five or seven police officers, maybe eight police officers. But the police officers, they carry these weapons. They have about 15 rounds in them. So what happens is one police officer unloads the clip. That's at least 15 rounds, between 10 to 15 rounds. And then the other police officer unloads his clip. because this guy was just shooting at them. So what ended up happening is you count all of those rounds all together, and I think they said 60 rounds hit them, something like that.
Yeah.
Out of 92 rounds shot. So think about it. When you go to the range and you have a handgun in your hand, how fast can you go through a magazine with 10 rounds in it?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's funny because I brought up that point to someone that I was talking to who happened to be black, and they're like, oh, did they have to shoot him so many times? And I sat there and I said, well, have you ever been to a gun range? And actually, they hadn't because they're liberal and they don't want guns. But I was like, listen, I get a box of 50, right? And you go in there, and before you know it, those things are gone. So literally, when you're shooting at someone,
so you
that's
go to the gun range,
you,
and it's like a two-hour period when you're in the gun range, right?
Yeah, and it's probably like 10 and 15
So if
minutes.
You get a box of 50...
you're done. They're like,
it's like
20 minutes.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That box of 50 is already gone.
And the sad thing is, you know, when you have a threat coming towards you, you're not sitting there counting your bullets. You're not going to go, look at that one. That's two. That's three. That's four. That's not what you're doing. You're sitting there going, I'm shooting until they stop.
Yeah, until the threat is eliminated.
Right, right. And you're talking about what happened in Akron, Ohio, where a 24-year-old black man suffered 60 wounds. And they're actually thinking, or
it might have been suicide. It was suicide by a cop.
Yeah.
And come to find out that he had some issues with a girlfriend or something like that.
And he had actually tried to commit suicide before.
Yeah, so suicide by cop. And you know what's really interesting about it is that he did this to himself, and then you get all the liberals to jump out there and start screaming, Black Lives Matter.
Well, and there's your example, though, too. They go, well, did they have to shoot him 60 times?
Yes. I say yes. Yes. The answer is yes. I mean, seriously, if you're going to play stupid games, expect to get stupid prizes.
Yeah.
Right?
It was dark. They didn't know. You know, when he stepped out of the car, apparently he didn't have the gun, but there was, I think, one or two guns in the car. And he did shoot at
him. He was shooting
when
at them
when
from
the
vehicle.
The cops were following him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they actually showed video of him, you know, shooting at him.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's turn, because we have two more things I want to talk about before we end this broadcast. So the next one is, you know, this week they passed the bill on same-sex marriage. Right? And, you know, really, this is just another one of their agendas.
They did it because they got scared of what Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, what he said. They got scared because they already took away the capability at the federal level for them to just butcher babies. But continue.
Well, this was kind of interesting. You and I talked about it yesterday, and there was actually 47 Republicans that voted with Democrats to pass it in the Congress, and you said, and I'm kind of leaning with you too, I kind of think that the Senate might actually, this one might pass in the Senate.
I mean, I think it is going to pass in the Senate, and a lot of people are saying, nope, it's not going to pass, it's going to fall flat. Now, and I've repeated this, I say this all the time, I pray that I'm wrong. I want to be wrong because sodomy destroys nations.
Yeah.
Right. They've already had it in the Supreme Court. And look at the direction of the nation. Look how they've done with the sexualizing of kids. Look how they do the dragon queen storytelling times. And it looks like straight up demonic demons. Parents are taking their kids and the little kids are putting dollars in the underwear of these known registered pedophiles. They're known to be pedophiles. And it's just getting worse.
See, and that's my whole problem. I'm worried that if they do pass this in the Senate, it's just going to embolden the LGBTQ community even more. We already know the total damage that they've done to our children, to our youth, to our workplaces.
Yes.
You know, you got this equity, you know, programs rolling out everywhere you go, and it's really ruining our children. It's crazy. And so, that's my concern, is it doesn't end with this with the Democrats, right? It just gives them a step in the door where they're going to go, oh, see, this passed, so now we can take it to the next level,
right? And you know what? There's some audio clips. One of them I would like to play for you. And this is what Nancy Pelosi talking about this. And she's just ecstatic. She's out of herself right now that the Congress codify sodomy in America. And all this is a spit in God's face. And she calls herself a Catholic. Do Catholics, what a Catholic view on sodomy? But then, as you know, they have the priest and stuff. But.
Well, I mean, you had the what was it?
The priest.
The chaplain or the bishop or whatever that said that Nancy Pelosi and what's his name couldn't take communion.
That was in San Francisco, and that he was and right after that, the Vatican promoted one of the bishops, and
yeah, as
this bishop that did that was not on the list. How does that happen, right? And apparently the bishop that wasn't on the list that told Nancy Pelosi that she couldn't partake in communion, he's been there longer. He has more experience. But they overlooked him because of what Nancy Pelosi. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi says here about sodomy. Oops, sorry. I got to do one more thing here to get it set up.
That's okay, Will. We'll just wait.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, I greatly appreciate you. Here we go. Listen.
Rise today in strong support for the Respect for Marriage Act, bipartisan and bicameral legislation to enshrine into law a fundamental freedom, the right to marry whomever you choose. As radical justices and right-wing politicians continue their assault on our basic rights, Democrats believe that the government has no place between you and the person you love.
The Speaker of the House just said, Republicans knew the Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional when they passed it. Did the 118 Democrats who voted for that legislation know the same thing? Did the President of the United States, President Clinton, when he signed it into law, did he know it was unconstitutional?
Yeah, I hear that. So, you know, it is unconstitutional. And Congress just did something in the House that's unconstitutional. 100%. That's exactly what they did. So my question is, can the Supreme Court come behind them and said, no, that's unconstitutional, and remove it? So if they codify something in Congress, can the Supreme Court says it's unconstitutional?
I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. When something goes into law, they're supposed to review it and make sure that it is, you know, it's okay under the Constitution, that it's not in conflict with the Constitution. And since they already ruled on Roe versus Wade, as far as like the abortion one goes, I don't know how, if this bill for abortion passes in the Senate, how it would even, you know, get written into law for permanently. But same-sex marriage, I mean, Thomas was talking about, you know, now let's look at the Marriage Act of 1996,
exactly,
which is where I reviewed, to see if this is something that should go back to the states too.
And it should go back to the states.
And he's not saying that it's, you know, that being married, even man with a woman or the same sex, he didn't rule on that. He just said, I don't think this is where the government should intercede. It's not in the Constitution.
Right.
Let's put this back to states. That was his intention. That was his ruling.
Yeah.
They get it wrong. They get it twisted. They want to get people scared and panicked, when really our Supreme Court was giving the power back to the people and taking it away from the government.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Taking it away from the federal government, giving it back to the people. And the Democrats don't want that. You know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about the speech with President Trump. Can I play that speech? I want to play this speech. This is right after President Trump became president. This was on January the 17th, 2017, right? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. January 20th. Get my days all mixed up. Today's the 21st. But January 20th, remember, President Trump was sworn in as president. Listen to what President Trump says here. And the Democrats, the elitists, every last one of them were highly upset. Listen.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another. but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Isn't that powerful, that is?
Yeah, so powerful.
He made that statement, and they were so angry. And, you know, for those of you that remember, you know, Obama was there.
Yep,
Obama
sure
had this nasty grin, smirk on his face, just he was like, oh, my, he was, you can see the anger in his face. How dare he?
You know, the greatest day.
Give this back to America. Give this back to the people.
The greatest day of Obama was when he had to step in that helicopter and be taken away at the end of Trump's inauguration. I was like, yes, they're gone. Amen.
Yep. And
but
then,
no,
and
they
then,
came back.
And then, yeah, they did a coup d'etat. They did a coup d'etat and put the Biden in there, which Biden yesterday said that he has cancer. He said it yesterday. He has cancer. You know, I think personally, I think he just did a, you know, another gaffe, another blunder, right? I think that's what he did. But the point is, he did say that. And I played the clip, and a whole bunch of liberals kept saying, he didn't say that, he didn't say that. And it's amazing that you play it for people, and they hear what they want to hear. Like, they refuse to hear the truth. I think I actually have the audio clip where he actually said that statement, where he said that he has cancer. And if I let me pull it up for you so you can hear it for yourself. And, you know, I want people to tell me, what do you think? What do you think? Does Biden have his – I mean, we know he doesn't have his mind.
Well, COVID and cancer both start with C, so maybe he got that mixed up.
Maybe he got that mixed up.
Maybe he meant to say COVID and he said cancer. You know – it happens when you're old, right? I mean, when I call one of my children, I call all of them, and it sounds like a word that I've never heard before when I try calling all three of them at the same time. And I'm not 70, what? How old is he, 78 years old? I think he's 78. Trump is 76.
He's up there. He's up there. So let me play it for everyone that is listening. Listen to, and he says it right here in the beginning of this clip, and I have it looped. Because it's really short. It's just like a 9-second clip. So I have it looped a couple of times just so you can hear it. But listen, right here, right off the bat.
Off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
That's why I and so many
dang people
I know have cancer. Listen.
And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation. Off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
Right there. He said it right there in the beginning.
Off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
And you know what? Hear that. They don't hear.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
That's why I and so many darn people have cancer.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
I mean, you know, it's irritating to me
because a whole bunch of
people
are like, he
stupid liberals,
that.
They were like, he didn't say that. That's not what he said.
Well,
you're lying. They're saying I'm lying, but Joe Brandon said.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Again, they don't care about the truth. They reject the truth. They want to. They hear one thing and then they say, you know what? That's not what I want to hear.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That's not what I want to hear. So they want to hear everything else other than the truth.
Yeah. You know what? I want to talk about one last thing.
Climate change?
Yeah. I want to talk about what happened yesterday, right?
What happened yesterday?
Yesterday, Biden, cancer, COVID, mental. I don't know, dementia guy, said that he is now calling for a climate emergency. Out of all the things we need to call emergency for, apparently climate is the top priority, not a border invasion or anything else, or, you know, China and Russia and Iran and all them. Our biggest emergency is climate change. And he called for emergency action, and really what this does is it opens up a can of worms, right? At this point, once he calls emergency, he can go ahead and sign a whole bunch of.
So do you have a list of the things that you know that he could do with this emergency act? And
yeah.
While you're getting that up, I'm gonna play what he said about this, right? Because he's complaining and saying that he can't get Congress to give him the green stinking new deal, right? And because Congress is not giving him that, he's going to go around Congress, right? Again, the Democrats going around Congress, not, you know, ignoring the branches of the government and just doing what they want to do. But listen to what he says here.
Fires out west that have burned and destroyed more than 5 million acres, everything in its path. That is more land than the entire state of New Jersey, from New York down to the tip of Delaware. It's amazing. 5 million acres. Our national security is at stake as well. Extreme weather is already damaging our military installations here in the States, and our economy is at risk. So we have to act.
You hear this? We have to act. Now listen to where – here it comes. Listen to this.
Extreme weather disrupts supply chains, causing delays and shortages for consumers and businesses. Climate change is literally an existential threat to our nation and to the world. So my message today is this. Since Congress is not acting as it should, and these guys here are, but we're not getting many Republican votes, this is an emergency, and I will look.
He said, I will, and he's talking about, listen.
This is an emergency, and I will look at it that way. I said last week, and I'll say it again loud and clear. As president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis in the absence of congressional action, notwithstanding their incredible action.
The Atlantic platform. Yes, yes. The Green New Deal completely failed in Congress, completely failed because of Manchin and Sinema. So he says, guess what? I'll just go around him. I'll do executive order. And I'm waiting for the day, Shannon, for him to do executive order on gun control. I'm just waiting for him to do it. And I think it's eventually going to come, but maybe then it won't come. Maybe now that he has COVID and he's going to be out for 2 weeks, I'm wondering also, will Kamala Harris be the one to rise up and be like, they're going to put her, make her president. Oh, did I just say that? Oh,
I know that sounds horrible. Wash your mouth out.
Yeah, I need some soap. They're going to put her in a position. They're going to put her in a position while he's in the basement. Is that what's going to happen here?
I don't know.
Think about it.
Well, he can still run things from the basement while he has COVID.
I mean, he did his whole campaign from the basement.
I mean,
why not,
Trump,
right?
Trump had COVID and he was still running.
Yeah, he did his whole campaign from the basement.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So listen to this. This was interesting because once we heard that he was going to call for executive orders on,
for climate change.
We were like, okay, what does this mean, right? So I found this documentation. It was put together by the Center of Biological Diversity
back in February this year.
And it literally says the climate president's emergency powers. So it's almost like they knew it was coming, right? They knew that Biden was going to, at some point, if Manchin didn't cooperate with Congress, that they were going to have to do emergency orders. And they said these are some of the things that Biden can do now that he's called for an emergency. Listen to this. Number one, he can halt crude oil exports.
So that means all the export going out of the country that we profit from, he can stop it. But
right.
He's probably not going to halt it going to China.
Yeah. And then he can stop oil and gas drilling in the outer continental shelf. He can restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels. He can grow domestic manufacturing for clean energy and transportation to speed the nationwide transition off of fossil fuels. And lastly, he can build resilient and distributed renewable energy systems in climate-vulnerable communities.
So what happens when he stops all of the new drilling? What happens?
I mean, it's going to be chaos, but I just want people to know. All those things that I just read are literally implementing the
Green
New Deal.
Stinking New Deal.
The thing that Congress could not pass. The thing that they said was going to cost too much money and would cripple our country. That's why it did not get passed. Biden said, I am surpassing you. I am sidestepping the other branches of the government, and I'm going to do executive orders, and there's nothing you could do about it. This is disgusting, Will. I was absolutely – I'm angry.
You're angry?
I am. I'm angry that one, he's using that power. It's abusive power. It's authoritarian. It's tyrannical. It's saying, listen, I don't care what the rest of the world says. I don't care what Congress says. I don't care what anybody says. I'm doing this.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
That's what a
tyrant does. And he's taking pressure from these progressives. He's taking complete pressure from these progressives and pushing this nonsense.
Yeah.
He's pushing it.
What were you asking?
What was I asking?
Yeah. Before I said.
About what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought about it. You know, I was sitting thinking, so if they're going to stop all the new drilling, guess what's going to happen with gas prices?
Oh, everything's going to collapse.
Gas prices will go up again. The inflation's already, what, at 9.1%? And they're already talking about that it's going to hit 10.1%, go up another percentage. And this is before he came out and said that they're going to do an executive order for the Green New Deal. And on top of that, you have food issues. We already have a food crisis going on in the country, and it's about to get worse. We have a border crisis, and that's already gotten worse. And now they're going to shut down the new drilling. So that means food, gas, energy.
Oh, people going to work.
People going to work.
I mean,
and all that is going to come to a screeching halt,
right?
Because people already can't afford to get the gas now. They can't afford to fill the tanks now.
Well, people with electric cars can't even get their cars filled up because
they can't even charge their vehicles,
right?
Because it takes
too
guess
long.
What? It takes natural gas, or it takes natural resources,
energy,
fossil fuel, to charge these electric vehicles.
See, they don't think about anything that they do. It's so annoying to me.
Yeah.
Right? They don't think of the ramifications of it. And listen, our whole country runs on energy and fossil fuels. Whether they like it or not, that's the way it is.
Yep.
You're going to shut down businesses. You're going to shut down people traveling. You're going to shut down schools. You're going to shut down a supply for supplies, food, whatever. To the world.
You remember when they shut down the country because of the pandemic, right? They shut the country down.
This will be worse.
This is going to be the ultimate shutdown, because it's going to shut people down from being able to go to work. Like you said, they're not going to be able to go to work.
I mean, I guess he could do it in steps. Like, I guess he could build the renewable things first. But and then say,
where's that money going to come from?
That's the problem. Where's the money going to come from?
So you're talking about more government spending.
They're going to print
it. What end up happening?
They're going to print it.
Inflation will go up even more. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? When you go to the grocery store, you won't be able to buy anything at the grocery store because it's gone up. That becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to do that. You won't be able to afford the gas. And their whole thing is that they want to make it so painful for people who buy gas, to make it a lot easier for those who have electric vehicles. Even Pete Buttigieg admitted to that. He said it, and he didn't mean to say it. Because, the congressman asked him, said, so you just sit there and said that the misery and the pain for people that have to buy gas and can't afford the gas is good and is beneficial to those with electric vehicles. And then he goes, I didn't say that. And the video, he just said it.
Yeah.
And it's like he didn't even realize what he just said.
Right.
But that's the whole agenda. That is the whole agenda. People.
It's maddening.
You know what? I say this all the time. But it's so true. These people are straight up evil. They don't love this country.
They don't.
They don't respect people to have their freedoms. They don't respect people being able to protect themselves. They don't respect people wanting to start a business. They don't respect America at all. They don't respect reality. But they believe that fighting for same sex is a bigger issue than our southern border. They believe fighting for climate change that's not even actually happening the way they say it is than our southern border.
They care about vaccines more than they care about our military.
Yeah.
And the decline of recruitment.
They care about killing the unborn child than they do people going to work protecting and protecting and, you know, providing for the child. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And it's, you know what, and I said this, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And then after I saw him say that he's going to do the executive order, I saw it right then. It's about to get a lot worse because I can't even imagine the crime that's going to pick up from all of this. More people, there's going to be more crime in the streets. And I think that's exactly what they want. They want this crime to take place in the streets. They want it because if they have the crime taking place in the street, guess what? They can call martial law if they want to. Because think about the Summer of Love in 2020. That was the Democrats. Over $1 billion in insurance policies because of what Antifa and BLM and these far communist leftists did to this nation. Talking about it's peaceful, mostly peaceful while everything is burning. That's what they call mostly peaceful. So what is it when they're actually violent? Right? If that's not them being violent. So what is not mostly peaceful then? It's unbelievable and remarkable how people just look the other way and act like none of this is happening. People want to act like this is just the normal life that we live in, just like them sexualizing our children. None of this is normal. All of it is abnormal. It is abnormal. And then they talk about women's rights. I mean, there's just so much we could talk about. Women's rights, right? They scream about women's rights when they want to take the life of the unborn child, but when it comes to a grown man competing against a female in sports because he wants to act like a female, they disregard her rights then. Where are her rights then? Where's the hashtag Me Too? Where's the feminist group at? What happened to them? Nothing happened to them. Right? It's really something. All right, everybody. We are at the end. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening in. Be sure. Go to Google and type in American Truth Project. And if you haven't signed up, once you go there, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. They are the sponsor of this broadcast. We will be here next Thursday. I want to thank everyone again. Be safe out there. Be safe because the left, they're coming. You know, it's not the British. The left, they're coming. God bless everybody. See you on the flip side.